Hey guys, if you're looking to get a gift for someone that you love, we want you to consider the Sports Spectrum magazine, our quarterly magazine. Great stories, testimonials, devotionals, wonderful pictures and design. This is a perfect gift for that person who loves Jesus and loves sports. You can subscribe at sportspectrum.com, and we got an exclusive deal for you. You can get 15% off. This is only for podcast listeners. So if you get this code somehow, you heard it from the podcast, you can use the code podcast15, podcast15, all lowercase, and you can get 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine, our quarterly magazine. You can get your copy, you can get your subscription right now. Go to sportspectrum.com, put in the code podcast15 and save 15% off the Sports Spectrum magazine. It makes a great gift. Go to sportspectrum.com and subscribe today. Hey guys, welcome to the show. I am Jason. This is the Sports Spectrum podcast, and we're going to go look back today on the Sports Spectrum Minute to an interview that we taped in late 2019. It did not release until May of 2020, but the interview was done with the former MLB All-Star Howard Johnson. Played 14 seasons in Major League Baseball from 1982 to 1995. He was a first-round selection by the Detroit Tigers. He played in the 1984 World Series with the Tigers and then moved on to the New York Mets, where he had a lot of success. Three-time member of the 30-30 Club and won a World Series in 1986. Played on two All-Star teams with the New York Mets. And I got a chance to sit down with one of my childhood heroes, when I think about it, growing up a New York Mets fan. I got to sit down with Howard Johnson, and we talked to him about his faith and how it's evolved over the years. And he actually talked quite poignantly about leaving the Mets, and because he was growing in his faith, that might have been the reason why. He just wasn't fitting into that clubhouse in the mid to late 1990s. So this is Howard Johnson, and he's very forward and very transparent, but he's also a man who loves God, and he shares a little bit of what he said on the Sports Spectrum podcast here on the Sports Spectrum Minute right now. Take a listen.
Yeah, I think it was like 90 or 91, and my wife had accepted Christ. She had met some people that were strong Christians on Long Island, and she went to church, and of course, we're playing, so I'm not around as it is.
Right.
And so she accepts Christ, you know, her faith, you know, was rewarded, and she tried to, you know, tell me about it, you know, and I understand, and I was happy for her, but I felt like maybe she was kind of bringing that out of me that I wasn't a Christian, you know, that I say I was a Christian, you know, maybe I'm not, you know.
Yeah,
it's not that works, you know, is required, but it would show more in your life.
Well, there's fruit in your life.
Yeah, there's fruit in your life.
That's what the Bible says. You see the fruit of the Spirit come out.
I couldn't see any fruit. I couldn't see any fruit that I was producing.
Yeah.
And so I agreed to go to Bible study with her. So we went one night. We must have had a day game or an off day or something. I went, and the message that day in the Bible study was on Job. So I'm starting to get it from all kinds of ways, you know, and
consider my servant Job.
Is this really what I want?
Yeah.
But it made me question, you know, where I was in my faith. And eventually I realized that even though I'd made a lips, you know, confession, you know, probably what was missing was my life and my actions. You know, what was my fruit? Am I bearing any fruit at all? I didn't want to be fake about it. If I say I'm a Christian, I want to act like one, and I want to be like one. I want to raise my children in a Christian home. I want my wife to be, you know, proud of a Christian husband, and do all the things that was required. And so I made the decision, you know, to accept Christ again and ask him to forgive me for everywhere I'd been and, what I had done, and just cleanse my heart and just restore me. And that's what happened.
Did you see a change from that? Like we talked about the fruit, right? Did you start to see fruit kind of building up inside? And I'm not saying, again, it's about works, but are you starting to see a change in the heart. I think we even heard a message last night that it starts with the heart.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. Yeah. I felt it too. I saw it. It's like, man, I'm starting to think about things differently, you know, more in line with what I really believe. And it was easy because we had some good Christian friends out on Long Island. So I was able to hang around with them.
That's good.
And so I was getting fed, you know, spiritually. Mm-hmm. My wife was growing as a Christian. The kids were going to church. And of course they were all real young, but yeah, we were full on.
So at this point, you're 31, 32, somewhere mm-hmm. in there. You're well into your career, but you still got a few years left as a baseball player. Was there any kind of tug or nudge for you to figure out how to bring that renewed faith, we'll say, into your journey as a baseball player? Like, are you suddenly part of chapel services and going to that and maybe being a veteran leader both on the field, but spiritually wise, are you starting to see opportunities like that increase?
Yeah, Jason, things were happening. You know, I was a player. I was a veteran player with the Mets at that point. I'd had good seasons already. So, you know, it carried some weight. So if I said anything in the media, you know, it made, you know, some kind of news, not necessarily breaking news, but just
people were listening.
People were listening, you know, so I would talk about my faith. And I remember in spring training, I talked to writers about my experiences in the off season and how, you know, my faith had been strong and, you know, they put it as, you know, you find God, but really what you do is you come home, you come back to God. And I felt like it was important for me to at least be public about my faith because that's what required, you know. If we're not public about it, then Christ isn't going to be there advocating on our behalf. He's not going to be there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be public with it, and I was. And it did, I don't know, like, I think the Mets were going through a period of time where we weren't very good. It was kind of a weeding out. Some guys were coming and going. Free agents came, didn't work out as well.
Yes.
Management guys got fired, and we hired some guys. I felt like there was kind of a – there was a feeling of they didn't want Christians around.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. Not saying that I wasn't resigned because of that, but I just felt like the locker room wasn't really on that page.
Hmm.
You know.
Interesting.
And I think that if the locker room's not going to be all Christian, then at least let the guys who are let them be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to make it tough on them.
Right.
And that's what I felt like the locker room was kind of becoming difficult. And so it was kind of clear to me that I wasn't going to be there much longer.
Yeah. And that was Howard Johnson on the Sports Spectrum podcast from back in May of 2020. This is the Sports Spectrum Minute, where we give you just a little taste of the Sports Spectrum podcast as we look back in the archives, 6 years, 6+ years of interviews that we've done here at Sports Spectrum. You can listen to that entire conversation with the two-time MLB World Series champion, Howard Johnson. It's linked in our show notes. Just click that link and you can listen to the entire conversation from back in May of 2020. We thank you for tuning in to the Sports Spectrum Minute here on the Sports Spectrum podcast today and pray that you'll join us next time as you tell someone about Sports Spectrum, as you join in and listen to these conversations. We just appreciate you and we love you. Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you with a brand new full-length episode of Sports Spectrum's podcast coming your way next time right here on Sports Spectrum. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you soon.